U.S. social systems fail those they serve. The systems in place to help people in the United States aren't hitting the mark. Despite pouring vast amounts of money into things like education, healthcare, and criminal justice, they're still falling short. Schools aren't effectively teaching students, healthcare isn't properly looking after patients, and the justice system isn't successfully reforming prisoners. Despite leading in per-student investment in K-12 education, the U.S. falls short academically. Higher education sees a vast $632 billion allocation, yet student debt reaches $1.7 trillion, hindering accessibility. Shockingly, 60% of Americans over 25 lack a university degree, reflecting systemic challenges in education. Despite spending $3.8 trillion annually on healthcare, the U.S. falls behind in health outcomes. 28 million lack insurance, while high drug prices burden the insured. Americans pay the most for medications globally, with 40% unable to afford a $400 expense, leading to essential medication shortages. Revamp America's justice system for solutions. Did you know that although the United States has only about 4.4% of the world's population, it holds a staggering 21% of the world's prisoners? That's a big number, and it comes with a hefty price tag of around $182 billion each year. Only a small fraction of that money goes toward helping prisoners turn their lives around. For example, in California, out of the $13.6 billion they spend annually on their correctional system, just 4% goes into rehabilitating inmates. It's mostly used for locking people up and dishing out punishments. The outcome of this system isn't great. Nearly half of the inmates end up back behind bars within 3 years, costing about $39,000 per prisoner each year. The U.S. executes more people than any other developed country in the world. Recognition and hope-driven organizations yield superior results. When organizations address people's innate desires for recognition and hope, they tend to achieve more favorable results. However, sectors like higher education, healthcare, and the criminal justice system often fall short because they overlook the emotional and relational needs of their students, patients, and prisoners. Individuals fundamentally need to feel acknowledged, to have optimism for the future, and to share their experiences. Social systems that prioritize recognition and respect tend to yield superior results. For instance, doctors who engage in meaningful conversations with their patients encounter fewer malpractice lawsuits, even in cases of errors. Conversely, the absence of respect often triggers feelings of shame and has been identified as a significant factor contributing to violence within prison environments. In the United States, there's not just a lack of money, but also a shortage of hope. From 2007 to 2018, there was a sharp rise in suicides among young people aged 10 to 34, making suicide the second leading cause of death for them in 2018. Alongside this, job satisfaction is dismally low. A study by Gallup in 2019 found that only 30% of American workers feel engaged in their jobs, dropping to a mere 15% globally. Empower through storytelling. Supporting people through financial, emotional, and mental aid can empower them to overcome despair and unlock their potential. Storytelling serves as a powerful tool in this endeavor. By gathering, listening to, and sharing personal narratives among trusted individuals, organizations can provide invaluable support. Certain stories serve to affirm individuals. These narratives showcase excellence, boost morale, and ignite inspiration. Within organizational contexts, authentic storytelling effectively communicates a company's values, mission, and vision. It's not just about the feel-good tales. We need to share stories that challenge us too. Because these stories hold the keys to unlocking progress, they shine a light on problems we might overlook and push us to think differently. By gathering and sharing uncomfortable stories, we can shake off the shackles of simplistic thinking. People-first solutions address social issues. To tackle big social issues in the U.S., we must prioritize people over paperwork. Millions face healthcare, education, and mental health challenges, often neglected in large-scale solutions. Efficiency shouldn't overshadow individual needs in schools, hospitals, or justice. We should prioritize human connection and support, recognizing the impact of conversations and counseling on people's lives beyond statistics or procedures. Institutions must grow with care, putting people first. By hiring more support staff and prioritizing human connections, organizations can avoid losing sight of their humanity as they expand. This strategy has shown great results in both education and healthcare. In higher education, focusing on advising students boosts their dedication to learning. By providing guidance and support, students become more engaged and committed to their education journey. Healthcare programs like Groups Recover Together utilize care navigators to aid patients in recovery, addressing housing and primary care needs. This holistic approach yields higher recovery rates. Similarly, companies like One Medical employ health coaches to complement doctors, offering comprehensive support beyond brief consultations. This strategy enhances patient outcomes and satisfaction with their healthcare journey. Human-centric growth. To supercharge growth efforts with a human touch, organizations should focus on three key pillars: mission statements, budget allocations, and technology. Mission statements serve as guiding lights, ensuring that every action and expenditure remains aligned with the organization's core purpose. By examining an organization's budget, one can discern its true priorities and what it rewards. This insight can illuminate where efforts should be concentrated to reinforce the human element. Furthermore, technology can revolutionize transactional processes, freeing up valuable time for staff to engage more deeply with human needs. With efficient technology in place, employees can approach their tasks with greater empathy and holistic understanding, promoting a more compassionate environment. Business purposes can dehumanize. Common beliefs about why businesses exist often lead to outcomes that ignore people's needs. Traditional thinking says businesses must focus mainly on making quick profits for shareholders. Even though there was an attempt to change this in 2019 by the Business Roundtable, the old idea still holds strong. This way of thinking, according to Rachel Carlson, CEO of Guild Education, creates a problem called short-termism. This means businesses are always chasing short-lived gains, like aiming for higher profits every 3 months. When this thinking is applied to how societies work, it usually ends up causing more harm in the long run. The University of Phoenix, once a shining example of catering to working adults seeking valuable job skills, stumbled hard when it went public. Suddenly, profit-hungry investors pushed for quick gains, leading to a nosedive in quality. They cared more about money than student success, and it showed. At its peak, schools like the University of Phoenix were booming, making up a hefty 12% of college enrollments. They also caused a whopping half of all student loan defaults. Challenges in for-profit prisons. Discoveries reveal that the current setup of for-profit prisons fuels troubling consequences. Research from 2018 by the Sentencing Project highlights how states hosting private prisons experience significantly higher incarceration rates than the national average. Moreover, these facilities suffer from elevated assault rates, nearly double those found in publicly managed prisons. One crucial factor contributing to this is the profit-driven model of private prisons. To cut costs, these institutions often skimp on hiring adequate staff and providing essential training, leading to higher turnover rates. Consequently, this compromises safety and security within these facilities. Furthermore, for-profit prisons inadvertently endorse harsh public policies like mandatory minimum sentencing, which exacerbates the problem by funneling more individuals into the prison system. Human-centric business, co-ops and public benefit corps lead. Regular businesses can change the game, just like how the University of Phoenix did in the beginning. But sticking to the same old ways often leaves people behind in the long run. Enter fresh business models. One standout is the Public Benefit Corporation. This new type of business, legal in 35 states, puts a social mission right into its core. Big names like Patagonia and Ben & Jerry's are all about it. The board of directors isn't just about making money for shareholders anymore. They also have to think about the company's impact on society, as written in its mission. Plus, they have to consider everyone affected by what the company does. Cooperatives, or co-ops, present an alternative approach to business that puts people at the forefront. No longer confined to niche markets like health foods, co-ops now thrive across various sectors such as manufacturing, healthcare, and childcare. A recent development is the emergence of platform cooperatives. For instance, take the Drivers Cooperative in New York City. It's shaking up the ride-hailing scene by offering a driver-owned alternative to giants like Uber. In simple terms, platform cooperatives like the Drivers Cooperative empower workers. Instead of being just cogs in the machine, they have a say in how the company operates. What's more, they earn a good chunk more, around 20% to 30%, compared to their counterparts at Uber. Human Work Initiative, connecting people to irreplaceable jobs. Automation threatens to replace many American jobs, potentially affecting 1 in 4 workers, as highlighted in a 2021 McKinsey report. For instance, autonomous vehicles could phase out around 3.5 million truck driving jobs within the next 10 years. Similarly, in sectors like financial services and insurance, approximately 7.2 million workers are at risk. While some suggest universal basic income as a fix, there's another approach, a Human Work Initiative. This initiative aims to match individuals with jobs that cater to human needs and can't be easily automated. Rather than solely relying on financial support like universal basic income, this initiative promotes the idea of actively engaging individuals in work that machines cannot effectively perform. This not only addresses job loss concerns, but also promotes a sense of purpose and fulfillment in contributing to essential human needs. Instead of just handing out money, imagine a plan where people get matched with jobs that make a real difference. Picture jobs like teaching, helping out in classrooms, keeping communities safe, or caring for the elderly and sick. These roles need something special, compassion and understanding, things robots can't replace. The power of human work. Let's break it down. 1. More jobs, more money. If robots take over your job, no sweat. We'll hook you up with a gig that pays well. The better you are at it, the more cash you rake in. With everyone spending more, the whole economy gets a boost. 2. Better communities, more folks lending a hand where it counts. Mental health support, elderly care, bustling community hubs, and cleaner streets, all because humans are stepping up. 3. Work that matters. Forget boring gigs. We're talking about jobs that make you feel like a superhero. You'll actually enjoy going to work, knowing you're making a real difference. Funding a human work initiative like universal basic income, tax robots for revenue, incentivize companies to hire humans with tax breaks, redirect safety net program funds, for example, $390 billion in the U.S., and save money through improved public safety and health. Utilize diverse models, co-ops, public benefit corporations, regular businesses, for fund distribution to maximize effectiveness without solely relying on big government. Key points. 1. Build connections and support systems in education, healthcare, and justice to ensure better outcomes for individuals. 2. Prioritize recognition and hope in personal interactions to promote positive relationships and well-being. 3. Seek out human-centric businesses and initiatives that prioritize social impact alongside profits. 4. Explore job opportunities that align with personal values and contribute to fulfilling essential human needs. 5. Advocate for funding reallocation towards initiatives like universal basic income to support individuals in need. 6. Stay informed about societal challenges and solutions, engaging in discussions and actions to create positive change. 7. Adopt collaboration among different business models to maximize resources and address social issues effectively.